Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Cash is back, bitches!
Back. Hi!
Yo!
I like how you both decided to do your I'm back bits at the same time.
But not using the same words.
I know, that's the best part.
I'm so sorry for leaving everybody, but...
If you were more often.
If you were in unison, it would have been awesome.
But I made an interesting discovery, but I need Greencaster to be here to fucking talk about, so...
He's fucking working, shut up.
Fuck you!
What is this mysterious discovery? Find out
next time on Dragon Ball Z.
No,
you're not Kyle Hebert. You will never be Kyle Hebert, so stop trying.
You will never pronounce Kyle Hebert.
It's clearly Kyle Herbert.
It's Kyle Herbert.
No, actually, the funny thing is, feel like Kyle Hebert is the exact...
It's Hebert!
He is not a bear, he's a tiger.
Hey, I took a voice lesson from him, and he is a saint.
I feel like he is the exact center of when Gar meets Ichi.
What?
Like, if you mush him like... Kyle Hebert.
So the love child of Gar and Ichi?
Yes.
Fun fact, he played the webmaster on that Tome Web series I've been trying to show everyone.
No.
I've
Yuri Lowenthal was in there somewhere.
Yeah,
and he was Ruby Rules. But anyway, we're...
Talk news. Let's do's the news.
What we got for news?
First off, apparently there is a fan-made decade sequel series being made.
Yep.
Oh, good. Maybe it will be better than the
shit. Maybe it won't be shit.
I know, right?
Maybe it will be shit as a joke.
Fuck both of you.
Wait. Hold on. You're telling me that Decade had fans?
I know, right?
Apparently.
That's the hot
part. One of them!
Lane, how many times do I have to go through this? You're a figment of my imagination.
Imagination!
Wait, you see him too?
You're one of Cell's Jumoso.
Oh,
that's a tease for later.
All I know is, Lane, I've never seen you until that day I met you. That's all I'm saying.
It's not a tease for later if someone watches the episode first, then this.
Shut up! We have our own canon to respect! So, Kamen Rider Next Decade has put out a teaser trailer for this fan-made production that the suit design looks pretty good based on the thumbnail.
Yeah, it looks great.
And
wait,
if you look closely, it looks like he's got a blue eye.
Hang the fuck on. Next Decade.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's right there.
Well, no, that blue eye is supposed to represent the evil decade that was in that one
game. Are they referencing Dark Decade from Climax Heroes?
No, if you watch the teaser, you see a shot of Decade staying there, and then the other side's Dark Decade.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally,
I haven't even watched the trailer.
So what you're telling me is they named it after that Gackt song they used for the one movie.
Yes, that's the joke.
Next Decade!
The terrible song! No one likes!
Hey, it was a good song.
I didn't like it.
I was like, whatever.
Anyways, apparently this miniseries will focus on Decade and the mysterious Dark Decade, and it's set for a 2016 release on the YouTubes.
I always say Dark Decade should have been a thing in the show.
It's gonna come out, and then 1 week later, it's gonna be taken down due to copyright.
Probably.
Toei does that.
Apparently, it's being produced by a group, or at least the YouTube channel is called GVA Creative.
Oh yeah, they're definitely gonna get copyrighted before
I don't know what this is, but it says, in cooperation with Rider Maker. I'm not sure what that reference is.
It's like Mario Maker, but come on.
Super Mario Maker!
Okay.
Next.
We got a bunch of news regarding Movie Wars Genesis.
Genesis?
I'm not sure if we mentioned it before, but apparently there's something called Kamen Rider Zero Drive happening.
Yes,
we did.
No.
You weren't here.
I wasn't here for it, but I'm going to say this right now. That is... Go back to Zero Drive. That is what Proto Drive should be.
No.
That's exactly
spoiler's
what
still
it
ugly.
Look like. Nope.
Yeah, I don't like...
The spoiler makes everything for the helmet.
The black spoiler...
The spoiler spoils it.
No. Click that quickly. Because there's also the other picture with
Shinosuke and Kiriko's wedding happens in the movie.
You see Spectre, so...
And Onari and the
monks. Yeah.
No, like, you see Spectre, he's smiling, so chances are he's going to become
zoom in on the
guy.
Picture of fucking...
No shit, Sherlock.
Anthony, zoom in on smiling Makoto.
Spin around and go...
Bam, 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 bam.
There you go.
Just that.
Yeah. Moving on. We got confirmation that not only is there going to be a Leonardo da Vinci Ganma, they're also doing Raphael and Michelangelo.
So what, no Donatello?
You fucks! No Donatello! yet. Oh, and here's an interesting link to our topic of discussion.
Movie form.
Interesting link to our topic of After Five from last week, because the guy who voices the Raphael Ganma is Jiro Okamoto, a.k.a. the Sentoin from After Five.
Oh my god!
Oh no.
Oh my god. But yeah, if I've learned anything from Epic Rap Battles of History, who knows Donatello? Like, the actual artist of Donatello.
I never did.
Exactly. Ninja Turtles this.
Yeah, so the two of them are voiced by comedy duo Shisonu, the Michelangelo Ganma will be voiced by the other member, Hasegawa Shinobu.
Expect a lot of Japanese puns that we all know.
And if you're looking at the actual images of the Raphael and Michelangelo Ganma, you will see that they are inspired by paintings of the artists. Raphael is inspired by Ezekiel's vision, while Michelangelo is clearly based on Michelangelo's David.
Well, it's a sculpture, a painting.
He doesn't have a dick. That's a shame.
He has an eye where his dick is.
No, it got snapped off.
So you're saying that the eye is the holy, or holy, what's that thing called? The holy hole or something?
Glory hole.
Glory hole.
There it is.
Okay. You had to reach a little, but sure, okay. You get a golf clap.
He had to reach around a little.
Nice. Nailed it.
Let's come to the conclusion, guys.
Let's go to the next news story. Apparently, you know how I mentioned a while back that Kamen Rider Drive Dead Heat was returning for this movie?
Yeah.
Apparently, the reason it happens is because the drive equipment has been sealed away. Shinosuke gets a new mock driver from Dr. Harley, and that's how he turns into Dead Heat Drive.
That's awesome.
America.
Because, yeah, I was saying, like, Krim's like, oh, I'm stealing all the mock stuff. Yeah, or, like, all the drive technology and everything. Yeah, Harley can make a belt anytime.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
Rena can make a belt if she wants to. She fucking did.
Yeah, Rena made it.
She made Chaser's belt.
Why the fuck and here's, need Harley to do it?
And here's the part that kind of concerns me. There's another screenshot here, or rather magazine scan, showing Sennin from Ghost hanging out with the Chief from Drive in what looks like heaven.
It even says, in the afterlife.
Well, you look at the picture, it looks like a bus stop. So yeah. I'm assuming that's
Purgatory?
The way to heaven.
Purgatory,
so,
then?
I'm predicting she's going to
have a near-death
experience. And
can I just, for a second, I'm looking at this picture. Not only are they in heaven, they're at a bus stop.
Yeah, that's what we just said.
I literally just said that.
They're on a bus stop to heaven.
June looks like he's trying to henshin.
Fuck crossing the river.
He's even wearing what looks like the type of suit someone would be buried in.
Well, if you really think about it, in the other picture with Shinosuke's and Kiriko's wedding, you did see like him in there.
Well,
you
know, we have no idea when any of these happen in relation to each
maybe
other.
Maybe it's more like a vision.
Not the same topic, but I someone brought up a funny point once about like the whole zombie thing. You mentioned it looks like he's wearing the suit he would have been buried in. Here's the thing. Most people, like, you know, a lot of zombie-type movies, zombies are first depicted as coming out of their graves, right?
Yeah.
Apparently the zombie apocalypse is going to be a well-dressed affair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard that joke before. All right, moving on. Here's a real interesting story. Apparently for the Chaser movie, yes, Chase will be getting a new form. But it's not a Kamen Rider form, it's a power-up for Machine Chaser.
That looks fucking cool.
Enter Super Machine Chaser.
He's gold!
All I can remember is, I was upstairs watching or playing something, and all I hear from downstairs is just,
"Wah!" That was me when I found this.
And I'm just like, I look over, I'm like, whoa!
Yeah, okay, I get Rhino Corbin.
Yeah.
Chase finally got his ultimate evolution?
That's what I was thinking!
That's what the rumors is right now.
Oh, I know.
You mean that thing that I figured he should have fucking gotten long time ago?
Yeah.
All I know is his abs are literally an arrow to his dick right now.
Well, that was already there.
Well, now it's there.
But I'll be... Again, when I first saw this, I did not like it at all, but... It's... I somewhat still don't like it, but it grew on me.
I like it. I think it looks cool.
See, here's the thing.
Gold doesn't go well with Chase.
Here's the thing. Overall, it's fair in its aesthetic. I just don't think the idea of a Rhino theme being added to Chase kind of meshes well enough for it to make sense. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's like, sure, Chase should get a power-up for a Machine Chaser. That's great, but why is it a Rhino? Among, oh, it could have been anything else.
Because rhinos are cool, that's why.
Because the Japanese love rhinoceros beetles.
And look at the weapon. The viral core, like, extends to form this blade out the end of the front of the brake gunner.
I just realized that, and I'm sorry, but with that purple thing right beside it, it looks so stupid.
What purple thing?
The purple thing on the brake, right there. It ruins it.
It's, zoom in on the super brake gunner.
If it wasn't there and the sword went up all the way, it would have been so badass.
So you wanted it to be more like the Lupin gunner?
Yes. Well, then again, we can easily probably do that.
Anyways, that's a thing that's happening, and it's pretty neat.
Next.
We got a bit of info on the story, and here's where the...
First shot is just Chase with his shirt off.
All right.
So we kind of, now we know why Excel is in the movie.
Yay! Oh yeah! Woo! Excel's in the movie! I'm so happy!
Yeah, did we mention that last week?
Yes, but I wasn't here for it.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to, I listened to it and I'm trying to get on my reactions, so yay.
This movie will feature two vehicle-themed cop riders.
Oh, and to answer this, no, I will not be buying that Tokusha Resha set, because $200 for a bunch of trains, absolutely not.
And I will not be getting the Metal Hero Ranger keys.
Yeah, so sorry,
thanks
Sal.
For clarifying.
Oh no.
You don't know my buying impulses as well as you think. Give it time.
Raven,
that's
Raven,
exactly
don't
what I was
going to
say.
I am still looking for a Deca Swan Ranger key.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck.
So apparently in this movie, you know that little gold feather that we're looking at here and we saw on the lady from last week?
Yeah.
Apparently it's called the feather circuit, and it gives Roid Mutes emotions.
Oh.
And the fact that we're seeing it on Chase means we're going to get to see Chase pull a Data in this movie and just grow emotions.
I was going to say, if this thing starts fucking singing Little Life Forms, I'm going to put my foot through the TV.
But apparently the reason Excel is in this movie is we see the return of the Beast Gaia memory for some reason.
Better!
Yeah. And apparently that woman who used to be one of the Bokengers in this movie...
Boken Pink!
Is playing Roid Mute 99, an ultra-evolved Roid Mute known as Angel, who has the ability to grant human emotions using these feathers.
Oh, I wonder where she was, so that means they didn't destroy all of
them.
Remember, this is a prequel!
EG. Should it be Boken Rangers?
Get out.
That's for later!
Away in a manger, Raven! Fucking really?
Oh, right. I know what you guys are
talking.
Fraser Cranger.
Those are things we said last week.
Next. I invented one. Banger.
Lame.
You were born in the morphing, Craig!
Shut up.
Wanger. Lame.
So, moving on. We got a bit of info regarding the Ninja Tokuger movie. Apparently, it's going to involve the...
I'm excited!
More Shadowline nonsense. Darkness Dr. Mabaro, who apparently revives the Shadowline, creates evil ninja clones, and apparently, at one point, Takaharu, as Aka Ninja, gets wrapped up in an aura of darkness, creating a hybrid ninja called Dark Aka Ninja, which apparently causes Takaharu's mentality to be lost, and then Takaharu himself disappears. So, this is going to be the best movie ever.
Ooh. Okay, no Takaharu.
Just because Takaharu vanishes.
Can Light die too?
No.
Fuck you!
We can only hope.
Fuck you!
Maybe if we're lucky, they'll just erase Forze from the timeline again.
Yeah! Light is best Red Ranger.
Well, no, they're basically, what they're going to do is...
Can we do that every movie now? Let's have every fucking Sentai movie just suddenly erase Forze from the timeline.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
But apparently the name of the movie is... Ninja versus Tokuger, Ninjas in Wonderland.
Yeah, because isn't the villain the Mad Hatter?
Didn't we already have that title?
He looks like it. Look at this. This is really messed up shot of like him giggling and Aka Ninja going, "Whoa, what's that funky smell?"
It looks like the picture when I took with Phaelus. I was like, "Dude, what the fuck?" I'll send that to
Anthony. You know which picture to put up.
And compare it to my picture.
Yeah, so that's going to be a thing that happens.
Actually, you forgot one thing, though. Basically, he turns Aka Ninja evil. So
I said that!
Oh,
you said
Dark Aka Ninja.
Y'all need to pay attention.
Okay, this I'm calling bullshit.
So
this is bullshit.
We may have gotten our first spy shot of Dobutsu Sentai Juojir.
That looks like Tokyo Ichigo to me.
It does kind of look like Tokyo Ichigo.
Yeah, this I think this might be just from filming for the Ninja Tokyo movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but what about the black mask? Why would they make the whole entire
Apparently the argument is he has no Tokyo changer on his left hand, so maybe the people are thinking it might be Juojir.
Why would they just have the one ranger though?
No, it's just that's wow. Dark God.
That actually leads
that's
me.
That's Dark Tokyo Ichigo or something.
I don't know. He's in the red outfit. I don't know.
He's got the fucking black helmet. So I'm just like, it's like halfway
I don't think
between.
He's wearing a helmet. In
no,
his
he's just wearing like the black like head covering that they wear.
Actually, there is some rumors about the new Sentai though.
Which right leads now. Me to my next story. There are rumors that Juojir will be a three-man team.
Well, no. From the rumor that I heard, they're going to start off with three and then add in, like, the other two wrestlers.
Yeah, definitely a go, Andre.
Because I believe they're not going to pull a Sun Vulcan. It worked in 1981, but it won't work in 2016.
Sure. So it'll be fucking different.
Have you ever seen Sun Vulcan?
No.
Exactly. Oh. I'm the only one here that's seen Sun Vulcan. It was not pretty.
Hurricane, your motherfucker.
Well, here's the rumor that here's the rumor that we have so far. The starting team consists of a red themed after a bird of prey. Please don't be a lion again.
I know, right?
A blue themed after a shark and a yellow themed after a leopard, with yellow being the female. And the team will eventually get two new members, a male and a female, with the female being rumored to be pink and a princess.
Of course.
So are we going to get green then?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, think about 40th team, it's definitely going to be the main.
As for the mecha, the basic mecha is rumored to have two forms, a humanoid and a lion form similar to Safari Gao from Tokyuger, which will apparently feature bird wings wrapping on the leopard's head, creating its mane. So it's some weird hybrid of Safari Gao and fucking Abareno from Dino Thunder.
Or Gao King.
I was going to say, like, with animal-themed Sentais, there's this weird paradox where they can either be the most... They're sometimes the most creative thing, but so unoriginal.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, what they do, like, what their themes are and like, all that.
Oh, Lifeman will always
Thank
be,
you,
like, the best... Like, the best design for animal themes.
Which one?
Lifeman. 12 Sentai.
Oh, okay.
Which they also started off with a 3-man team, and it was also the first Sentai to have a female blue.
Cool.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, it's
thanks, Sakagi.
Like, dun, 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 dun.
The more you know.
Exactly.
Moving on.
Clarification on a story we talked about last week. There were rumors that Power Rangers was being moved to exclusively broadcast on Netflix.
Nope.
Apparently, no. That is not happening. According to a proper clarification from Saban Brands, there is no accuracy to the report that Power Rangers is moving exclusively to Netflix. That said, there is still no official word if the next series will be Ninja.
We will find that out in February.
But you want to bet, like, Saban, this is exactly what Saban's doing, but he just wanted to be able to say, I said it.
Oh, no, we did get confirmation that he is, like, from...
Did we get hashtag confirmation?
No, we didn't.
That's for you, Anthony.
Confirmation
is a word. He said it!
I hate you guys every time you
He said it! I just pointed it out.
Said what?
I hate Garmore.
You said confirmation!
So?
That's not a word!
Confirmation. I want to strangle you every fucking time you say it.
Oh, okay.
It's confirmation.
I'm just a much calmer person than Paul.
That's true.
Good thing we have Cell in front of me.
Our fearless leader.
Also, Cell's walking my path.
As he should be.
Thank you, Cell.
Okay, moving on.
Concept art.
Yeah, I know.
Y'all better be fucking watching the video version, because we just got some concept art for the Lionsgate 2017 Money Morphin.
Unofficial concept
this
art.
This is from a DeviantArt page.
What they picked.
Yeah, DeviantArt.
But it's still badass.
Yeah, it's still cool.
It's a specific
rim. There's an awesome shot of the head of the Megazord with them in it. I like that.
No, I hope that's not
there. Looks like the Spider-Man outfit.
What?
Jesus, that shot of the T-Rex.
Why don't we explain what they are?
Yeah, so now that we have the official movie cast revealed, a few unofficial concept arts made by various artists have been released. It's not real, probably, but it's still fun to look at.
One being the head of the Megazord. Which features an interesting idea where the face is a window.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. Like, I mean, The thing is, that won't look good in motion.
No.
Yeah, no.
Like, but as a picture, it looks cool.
To reminisce, no, what they need to do. Film.
No, what they need to do is that needs to be what it looks like at first.
And then
face piece just goes shink.
No, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
You
know,
it's
yeah.
2017. It'll be like when the Helicarrier turns cloak. It'll be like.
I think it'll like look. It'll be like the new Star Trek viewing windows.
All right, yeah. I think we
it'll
get
like
it.
Camouflage over. Yeah. The next picture is a full scale of the
Pacific
Megazord.
Rim.
This is Pacific Rim fighting a giant centipede monster. Can we zoom in on that?
Yeah.
Can we zoom on that, Charles?
And it looks cool. I mean, I like how it's the picture in mind here. It's using the Mastodon shield as a weapon, and it looks like the monster's ripping out a power core.
Yeah,
but yeah, it looks like Guillermo del
Toro. Or like doing an electric attack
of
some kind.
Concept art for
this. You know what this thing looks like? It looks like a cross between Itachi from Pacific Rim and Vishnu from the original cut of Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one we got is a really interesting
American T-Rex.
Really interesting design for the T-Rex Zord.
Oh, I like that he has like the cockpit.
With the red ranger.
Yeah,
that cockpit works.
No. Am I the only one that's noticing? Helicopters in background?
Yeah.
So?
Oh my god, the military is actually doing something?
What?
Or they're evac helicopters, you don't know.
Oh my god, the military is actually doing something?
I just love to, like, you know what this kind of looks like to me? And I should have said I love this. It looks like Grimlock from Age of Extinction a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
probably where the inspiration came from.
Yeah.
Probably right.
The next one is a interesting take on the command center.
Which is...
pretty nice.
I mean, it's taking the old and putting the new.
Is that supposed to be Alpha?
Yes,
yeah.
It is, because
yeah.
That's clearly Zordon in the tube.
You mean Scar from Guardians
There's Zordon.
The
and Alpha.
Jesus.
Which is...
And Rita.
Rita's
I've
where
seen this
things get weird.
Art. I've seen this concept art for Rita a while ago, so I'm pretty sure this isn't real.
But no.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like Alpha.
Well, like, with Alpha, like, the thing... Here's gonna be the thing about Alpha. If you want to put Alpha in the movie... You can't make him look like how he looks. Let's be honest, Alpha looks silly.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah.
But he got all the bitches on Halloween.
That is true.
Yeah, but we already know what's going to happen. He's gonna if they're gonna add an Alpha, they're gonna he's gonna be an AI like Jarvis.
Yeah, of course. That's what he was to begin with.
No, there is no physical form. It's just an AI.
He'll be like a holographic display.
Or there's just a little flying ball in the command center just floating around, and it's Alpha.
Alpha kind of looks like go on the Alpha picture here.
He'll be an app.
He kind of looks like Gort from the Day of the
Just a little bit.
I don't know. And I want to say, go to the picture of Zordon, like the close-up of his face. I kind of like this idea because he's clearly an alien here.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. Zordon is an alien.
Yeah.
But in the movie script that we've gotten, he's from Earth, and he's in his, like, 50s.
Why does he look like an alien?
Honestly, I would still like him to be an alien from another planet, and he's trapped in a, like, dimensional tube.
The thing we have to keep in mind, people, is this is all for fun right now, because they even say in this article, these will not be used for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Next piece of news. Just an interesting thing to look at.
Now for the actual concept art.
Man, I've already finished my beer, and we're not even done the news yet.
Yeah.
Story of our lives.
Right.
Moving on to toy news.
And...
The next piece of Legacy Mighty Morphin toys have been announced, and they're doing...
fucking Morphers.
The Legacy Movie Morphers.
Wow.
Because that was necessary.
Hey, they made the White Ranger one, so they might as well keep going.
But one thing that's cool is that pink and blue are going to be in the set together.
So, yeah.
Red's gonna
be red, pink, and blue Legacy Movie Morphers set to be released in June for $54.99, plus a special 3-pack available for $179.99, and pre-orders are now open.
I'm tempted to get the pink one.
We know.
Of course you are.
But you're gonna
I don't even care about Kimberly.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get the blue one then. Because
all Ichi can go have sees the beef of blue one.
But yeah, we're also getting that power coin.
It's
it's basically the tribal coin.
It's a 3-set lane.
It's a 3-set? I thought Red was going to be by himself.
It's a 3-set.
No, they are individual, but you can also choose to get a 3-pack for
$180. $80 isn't that bad.
Okay.
It's literally 60 each. It's not that much different.
Next.
In fact, it's more, because the individual ones are 55!
Yeah.
Math is hard!
Oh my god.
Fuck! Moving on!
Holy shit.
So... You know how they announced the Bono Driver?
Oh, yes.
Recently, the Bandai channel aired a commercial on their YouTube channel for it, showing off some of the sounds it plays.
You've told me about this.
And the commercial's hilarious because it even includes the sounds from when he's about to be destroyed by the Shingo axe.
Yeah, and the Bono Driver's gonna have that.
It's gonna have his death screams.
He's actually gonna have him going like, Mate! Go! Just him screaming, so like, that's gonna be fucking amazing.
The commercial is hilarious, you gotta watch it.
Hilarious.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm...
He does say Henshin.
100% on board getting this.
Yeah, as we mentioned before, it's a Bandai Premium exclusive item, 6480 yen, February release.
Yup.
Pre-orders, have been open since September.
I already pre-ordered!
And last bit of toy news, we got a better look at the Spectre figure arts, because we've already seen the Ghost stuff, and Spectre was silhouetted last time. So now
for
we get a
reasons unknown. Blurred out.
Yeah, for reasons that because no one's seen him yet, even though the episode already aired. So yeah, pretty good shot of the Spectre SH figure arts, and it looks really nice.
Well, actually, when the Tamashi Nations event happening, Spectre just came out, so they didn't want any images.
The point is, he's been in a bunch of promotional materials before then. Everyone knows what he looks like.
Yeah, still.
Yeah, they also showed off the Ghost figure arts, but we've seen those all already. Apparently, Yurusen will be included in one of these sets.
Presta, go to
Yay,
Robin Hood picture.
We get to listen to Hibiki.
That's the one I want.
I think people need context for that.
Just Yurusen's voice. We've talked about it before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Hibiki from Symphogear, Madoka from Madoka.
Yeah, you can just say Madoka.
It's Madoka.
I don't think there's any other character named Madoka.
No, there's several.
Oh, okay.
Just
well, you would know.
Not popular.
And is that it for news?
That's about it for news, unless anyone else has a thing.
The new Godzilla, or the Toho Godzilla movie is coming out next year, in which it finally has the title.
What's the title, Gar?
Resurgence.
Oh, he said it.
Godzilla.
He pronounced it. Yay!
Godzilla Resurgence.
So that will be the new Toho movie, not the new legendary Godzilla movie.
No, the legendary one's going to be called Godzilla 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
So original.
So original, guys.
Then again, Toho has to be like, yeah, no, we have to be original because we've made how many of these already?
28.
Yeah.
I like how quick you busted out that answer.
Well, it even says on the poster, the 29th Godzilla film.
Where's
the damn 30th?
So they don't have any of those like side movies that didn't do too well that they don't acknowledge?
Oh, no, they have side movies. They have like the other kaiju
So there's
films.
28 like main canon movies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been only been doing them since the 50s.
Fair.
I mean, come on. But yeah, other
I'm not questioning the amount. Like I said, I just thought it was funny how quick you knew that.
But because I'm the kaiju guy.
Because he's staring at the poster that says the 29th Godzilla movie.
Actually, I'm staring at my Snapchat.
Fair.
Right now.
Fuck off.
I'm gonna put this on Instagram, guys. LOL.
I'm gonna put my Snapchat on Instagram and then tweet it.
Other than that, that's it for news. Stay tuned for the actual episode.
Yay!
Unless you've already listened to that.
In which case,
bye.
In which case, listen to it again.
Bye.
Show it to your parents! Show it to your friends! When you've got your cast ranger, the fun never ends!
You know, that or watch Breaking Bad. Just do yourself a favor.
It has just as much drugs and killing.
Yes.